Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Zayin. Brachas Lamed Zayin, as we continue in Perak Ketzad Mevarchin. Next week we'll figure out the exact schedule. With Slichas, it's always a challenge to figure out what time the dafim are, to figure out the Slichas schedule, but it'll be announced. It could be that Sunday's daf will be on Motzi Shabbos before Slichas, before the talk before Slichas. So we'll figure out a time for it, but we'll see. It could be about 10:45 to 11:45, but we'll announce it. Okay. Says the Gemara, we are up to the parentheses on Lamed Vavim Abeis. We just spoke about three different dayas about how to define a Shomer Lepri regarding Arla. Does a Shomer Lepri, protection for a Pri, is it something that's there even when detached? Is it something that's there when it gets ripened? Or is it something even there that protects it so that it doesn't die? Is it definitional to that? So the different dayas exactly how to define a Shomer Lepri. And the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, in the parentheses, the Marshal, you see on the side, takes this out because he thinks this was a later addition after the Gemara. But V'hilchasa, but we'll read it because it's here. Thank you. V'hilchasa, Kimar Baravashi, Tizarka Zevyonos, V'hilchasa Kafrisin. The halacha is like Mar Baravashi, who says, throw away the Evyonos, which are the fruit that has Kedushas Arla, and eat the cup of the Kafrisin, the outsider, okay. Umi de lagabe Arla, lav peyre ninu, lagabe brachos nami, lav peyre ninu. And since by Arla, the peels are not considered fruit, so too for brachos, it's not called fruit. V'loma varchan ale bari priha eitz, ala bari priha dama. That's in the parentheses, whether we compare Arla to brachos, and the parentheses, at least, if this is the halachas gedolos, as the Marshal assumes, he says that you do compare. This is really a machlokas between the Shach and the Magen Avram and the Taz. Magen Avram and the Taz in Simon Reish Dala. The Taz says, talking about Nira, the Klipas Marensin. That's orange peels. Klipas Marensin. If somebody eats Klipas Marensin that are candied, Shemekarchinoso Bidvash. Yishlavarech Aleha Bori Priadama. Says the Taz, you make a Ha'adama on it. Varaya, and he quotes Araya, and he said, Midala Arla Loavi got pre, Gabi Brachas Nami Loavi pre, Velo Mavarchan Le Berperez, Ala Berperi Adama. He quotes this. Then he said, Vakain Pazaka Shulchan Arach, in other cases, Vim Kain, Klipas Merens is Nami, Ishaklis Laklipa, Mayas Merens. If you take off the orange peel, then the orange is gonna die, it's gonna get putrid. Vavi Shomer Lapera. Right, so that he quotes those days. And then he said, no, halav milsehi. The alkarkach lo amrinan sham de shomer havi kapri ela inyan arla. The yeshba riboy de es piryo de marbina nafilo aklipa. We have a special limud, like we had yesterday, by arla, to include shomrim to be considered like pri. Aval be'emes la pri hi mitzad atzma. But really, it's not a pri. Even if you want to say that the peel fits into the definition of shomer, and for arla, it will have kedushas arla, it's not going to be a fruit for hilchas brachos, and therefore the Taz says that you're going to make a ha'adam, you're not going to make a ha'etz on orange peels. And he's even medayik it from Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, klipi goes in bagarinim chayavim barla, the peels and the seeds of nuts are chayavim arla, de perininu. Mikan sheyesh levarech ala garinin shel gududnodios v'garini afarzikim. So this is why that on seeds or pits of cherries or other fruit and tapuchim, you make a ha'etz. Ask the Taz, isn't it interesting that the first line of Tosfos is talking about peels and pits, and the second line of Tosfos only talks about pits and seeds? What happened? What changed? Taz says it's bedafka. Only on pits and seeds you'd get a ha'etz if you eat those, but on the peels you would not, because you don't compare Hilchas Brachas to Hilchas Arla, even though we have those parentheses that was put in by the Bahag, you do not compare them. Only by Arla with a special ribuy of S L'Rabo Shomer, but not by Mashekin, right by Hilchas Brachas, you don't have that. That is the Shita of the Taz. The Magen Avram in Hilchas Brachas also discusses this, and he argues, he says, no, he says, you have to compare it. He says, Yesh Rotsin Lomo Mikan de Klipa Shal Pri Kigon Shal Marensin Shemakachar Asa Mavarech Bari Pri Adama V'lo Dami Tehachi Amin Begemarek Shemagil Espashal Aklipa Nofelos Mimenu V'chulu Al Aklipa Azos V'gufa Priyu V'od Midilagabi Arla Pri. So too, legavi brachas, exactly opposite of the Taz. So it's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. If somebody eats candied orange peels, what bracha would one say? The Taz says bari pri adama, because it's not really a fruit. The Magen Avraham says ha'etz. Throw in a third sheet of Elio Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah quotes holds shahako, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says because there's a three-way machlokas achronim, you go with the most inclusive shita, and that of course is shahako, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Beis Sif Lamites. That's what we would say by candied orange peels. Number one. The other sugya that came up yesterday that we didn't get a chance to do is the other tosis. The Mishnah quoted in Maseches Shviyos that was brought up here said that there's a certain stage where a tree grows during Shemitah year, and you're not allowed to cut down the fruit or the tree anymore. In Kotzen and Seilanos, Machlokas, Beishamai, Beisilo, exactly what is the shear? Because once it gets a certain stage, so then it's already considered a full fruit. It has Kedusha, and therefore the halacha of La'achla V'lo Li'ibud kicks in. The Shaila Tosfos asks is, forget Shemitah. What about Baal Tashchis? Now let it cut down trees and fruit, says the Tosfos. The Imtomer, second Tosfos, for the below Shvius Nami. Below Shvius Nami, typically doesn't mean Shabbat Tashchis. What about Baal Tashchis? Tosfos has two important days. Number one, says Tosfos, V'yei Shlomar, Delo Ta'in Kava, Delo Shayach Be Baal Tashchis. Interesting, Tosfos says Baal Tashchis is subjective. If it doesn't produce so much, it's not so, it doesn't give you so much Hanah, there's no Baal Tashchis. Meaning, if you read into Tosfos, there's more benefit for you, whatever reason you're cutting it down for, that would be more benefit for you. There's a big discussion. If you want to build something where a tree is in your backyard, are you allowed to cut down the tree, right, in order to do it? Is it a fruit tree? Is it not a fruit tree? Is it, are the fruit edible or not? All of these are issues. The scary part about trees is the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says that one of the Amorim lost their son because they cut down a fruit tree. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. And connections. So that's why, even though Me'ikar Adin, logically, halachically, it seems like, if there's a good reason, Rishonim, the Rush there in Baba Kama says, if it's more valuable to you as lumber than as a tree, you could cut it down. If the Chavos Yar, I don't know, Chavos Yar, the Binyan Tzion, one of the Chavos, I don't remember, I have it written down here. The Binyan Tzion, Simon Samachal, has a tshuva where there was a rule in his city that unless you had a place to live, you weren't allowed to get married. We're not allowed to get married. So this chassan akal, the chassan wanted to build a house, but there was a tree there. He was going to fashion an apartment. So the question is, he wouldn't be able to get married. Is that enough of a hana'a for Baal Tashchis? So the Binyan Tzion goes through, and the Shelas Yavetz, it's a lot of, but the sakana issue, based on like Gemara Baba Kama, is chai v'kayim, interestingly, in Tshuva Svarim that you wouldn't think. You wouldn't think. So some cases are clear. Sakana, poisonous fruit for sure. And cutting down branches and not just fruit. Well, let's just see the second day of Tosfos. Right? Second day of Tosfos also discusses. Inami Ayri Demula Bedamim Lasos Menakoros. Right? There's that day of, like the Rush of Baba Kama. It's worth more as lumber, and therefore there's no Baal Tashchis. But again, this is a serious issue whenever it has a tree discussion. This is the source of Baal Tashchis. Obviously, Baal Tashchis broadens in terms of any destructive behavior. One of the mysteries about Baal Tashchis is that it's not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote Baal Tashchis. The Taz points this out in Yerideya. Wonders why he doesn't quote any halachas of Baal Tashchis. So that's a mystery. Sarach Ian. But either way, this is the sugya of Tosfos. Again, there's a lot more in Baal Tashchis, but let's get to our daf. And then if there's time at the end, we'll come to the different days. There was a daf be'in shir about Baal Tashchis 2 summers ago. So feel free to check that up on the OU.org website. But we'll see if there's time afterwards. We will try to come back to it. Okay, let's continue now. In the Gemara, right after the parentheses, second to last skinny line, pilpili pepper, Rav Sheshes Amar Shakol, Rava Amar Lo Klum. You don't make any bracha. V'yasta Rava Latayme, the Amar Rava Kas pilpili biyoma tekipure pater. Rava says Kas is when you eat something that is raw. That's the kas. The verb kas is used. Kas pilpili. If you eat pepper on Yom Kippur, pater, your pater is not called an achila. If you eat that plain. As Rashi says, called davar shadam ochel shlo kedarko mikri kesisa. Kas zingvila biyom tekipuri. If somebody eats ginger on Yom Kippur pater, also it's not called an achila. Meisvi, is that really true? Hayer Rabbi Meir Omer mimash b'shenemar v'aral tamar also as pirio. Once it says you should make arla your fruit. Eini odesh eitz ma'achal hu. I know it's a fruit bearing tree. Elamata malomar eitz ma'achal. Why does that have to have the extra phrase after pirio? You know it's pirio. You know it's a You know it's fruit. So what's eitz ma'achal? Lahavi, it's to include eitz shetam ve'eitzo upiryo shavet. It's to include a tree whose bark and fruit are shavet. Taste the same. Ve'zehu zehapilpulin. That's pepper. L'lametcha shapilpulin chayevin ba'arla. This seems to be that pepper is chayevin arla, right? Kasha on Rava, who says that eating it is not chayev. On Yom Kippur, it's not called an achila, and you don't make a bracha. Ulula menchen, the Brisa also, by the way, teaches me, en Eretz Yisrael chasei reklum. The fact that Eretz Yisrael has a fruit, with a fruit in the bark, the tree tastes the same thing, that shows the godless of Eretz Yisrael has a little bit of everything. Right? You can say, every little weather pattern, right? A little Eretz Yisrael, at certain times of the year, you have boiling hot desert, and you have snow, and you have this, you have that. In this little country, you have a stalactite cave, and you have, every little thing is in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and Eretz Yisrael chazir eklum. Shneamar Eretz Yisrael lo b'mes kenus tocha ba'lechem lo sechzer kol ba. So Pasuk says a couple of weeks ago. Question mark. So what do you mean? How can you say pepper is not an achila? So lo kasha kambi retivata habi retivasa habi aveshta. Depends if it's moist or dry. The moist ones are edible. The dry ones are not. Amri loy rabbanan lemareimar. Kas zan gevila biyomata kippure pater. As we said, if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, you're pater. Vihama Rava, but didn't Rava say, hi, heimalta. Heimalta is a mixture of a couple of ingredients. Now,
if it's chayv the arla, why isn't one of the shittas that it's
if it's chayv in arla, but the way you ate it, think the way you ate it, kas. Because kas is still, you're eating it in an unusual way. Maybe if you would prepare it in a certain way.
If I get to the point, is that two shittas were shahako or lo klo?
Right, so according to those opinions, that's the Gemara answer, I think, when it's yaveshta. When it's yaveshta, that's why you would make those brachas.
Right, but if it was beretiva.
Then in a chinam, maybe you'd make a different bracha. Right, we're explaining Rava. Right, so would you make a hate? So that's a shiloh. Do you compare Hilchas Arlo to Hilchas Brachas, like we were just talking about? So you have to say that. The Tour has a big discussion of that in the name of the Gaonim also. Are there items that are Chayiv and Arlo that you would not make a hate on? But yeah, but Pashas of the Gemara is, Rava's statement is only by the dry ones. By the wet ones, you would not make a lo klum, you would make a bracha, so then it could be that you make a hate. So it could be. Says, yeah, Tosa talks about it in Ritivasa. This heimalta, this mixture that comes from Beihundoi, a certain type of place. Sharya, it's mutter. What do you mean mutter? Rashi says, you don't have to worry about Bishal Akum. Why? Because maybe it has elements that can be eaten raw, and you don't have to worry about Giulei Nachrim. You don't have to worry about being treif. You don't have to worry about the abundance of daraisas about this mixture. Umavarchan alei borei pri ha'adama, and you make a ha'adama on it. Again, isn't that that's a ginger mixture? And it says if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're potter. What do you mean? You make a ha'adama. So lokasha habertivasa biaveshta. Same thing. It depends how it is prepared. Next, chavetz kedera. Chavetz kedera is a type of milky mixture, some type of oatmeal porridge type of mixture. Chavetz kedera v'chein daisa, both of these are two kinds of oatmeal porridge types of mixtures. Rav Yehuda Amar Shakonia Bevaro, Rav Yehuda says Shahakol, Rav Kahana Amar, Bori Mene Mizonos. Make a Mizonos on it. So b'daisa, grade the kulam alopligi de Bori Mene Mizonos. If it's plain daisa porridge, everybody would agree that you would make a Bori Mene Mizonos. Made out of wheat, crushed wheat. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. The question is daisa, which is ke'ein chavetz kedera. What does that mean? That you put in a lot of honey, Rashi explains, into it. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol, Savar Duvshe Iker. As we had already Iker v'tafel, the Iker is the honey, and therefore you make a Shahakol on it. Rav Kahana Amar Borei Mene Mizonos, Savar Smida Iker. Rav Kahana says, no, you still make a Mizonos because Smida, the flour, is the Iker, and therefore you'd make a Mizonos. Amar Rav Yosef, Kavasi, Rav Kahana Mistavra. I think Rav Kahana is correct. The Rav Shmuel Damri Chavayu, because Rav Shmuel make the following statement. Kol sheyeshbo mechamesha saminim, mevarchan alav, borei mine mizonos. Whatever has something of the five grains in it, or the five grains, right, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, mevarch alav, borei mizonos, you make a mizonos on it. Are there any exceptions? Says Tosfos, one exception. Says Tosfos, fourth to last line, if it's only there, if the flour is only put into the mixture in order to give it texture, or in order to, or I should say, Tosa says, in order to hold the other ingredients together, V'im l'davik ba'alma, eino tzarech levarech barim ne mezonos, no mezonos. V'tov la'achemir l'gamu b'toch asudo l'achem berchaz amotzi yipad b'manafshach. But it's still unclear. We're going to have two things today. Twice today, Tosis is going to say, you know, just eat it during a meal. This is one of them. If it's a mezonos, that is, if it's a flour that's only the devek ba'alma, so then it is better to eat it during a meal. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? This is the sugya of licorice. Licorice, Twizzlers. So the shaila is, first of all, what's the mitzius? That's shaila one. And shaila, that's the main shaila. That is most poskim. If you still look in most brachas books, my little perusal yesterday, most still say you make a shahakol on licorice, on Twizzlers. Why? Because of this tosos, l'devek ba'alma. But if you look, certain poskim that did base some of their research says, maybe it's not just the l'devek ba'alma. Maybe it's there, I corrected myself from before, to give it texture, to give it a little, it affects more than just holding the other ingredients together. So then you make a mezonos on licorice. And there are some poskim that say that one should make a mezonos on licorice. So that is exception number one. Tosfos says l'devek ba'alma. Any other exceptions about when you might disregard the mezonos? So another example is what poskim talk about, an ice cream cone. Somebody eats a plain ice cream cone. If somebody gets a sugar cone or a cone with chocolate on it or something like that, that for sure you can't disregard the cone. But what if somebody has a plain cone? A plain cone. So there are a number of poskim, a good number of them that say you do make a shahakal on the ice cream, and the cone is there. It's not like an ice cream sandwich, where most poskim say you have to make two brachas. No, there, the sandwich is more significant. But by a plain cone, it's there to hold it. I don't fully understand it, because why don't you just get it in a cup? If you're getting it in a cone and not a cup, you obviously care about the cone. But this is what poskim say. Poskim say that, again, I'm not poskiming here, but I'm saying one should ask their local halakhic authority about a cone, because I would think that a cone is significant, even if it's a plain cone. But again, in a lot of the brachas books, they say that you only make a shahakol, disregarding the cone. Next, what other exceptions are there? What about beer? What about beer? So that's a tosfos later on. Tosfos Bez Hashem on Sunday's daf. Tosfos says, I'm sorry, where is it? Right, it's Tosfos later on. Yeah, on Sunday's daf. Daf Lamed Ches. Tosfos has in Dibur Maskol Hai. He says, why do we make a shahakol on beer? So Tosfos has three answers. Hacha lo avi mamish saorim. Ben shechar al taima ba'alma. It's just the taste. It's not the essence itself. We'll talk about this again on Sunday. The ode, he says, flour could have been made into mezonos or bread. This is not the ultimate, like we had yesterday. It's not the Iluya ultimate. The ode, it's a drink. And every drink gets a shahakol. Interesting. Even a beverage. Right? Even a beverage. But it's a drink. So a different day is that beer, why beer would not get a mezonos. The other last issue to talk about is schnitzel. What about schnitzel and onion rings and those types of elements? So Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim said you make a shahakol on schnitzel. Rabbi Forst in his Sefer is machalik between onion rings and schnitzel. He says onion rings make a mezonos. And schnitzel, and he doesn't say it's because the thickness. If there's a very thick layer of breading, the lechor, everybody would say you make a mezonos if it's very thick. If you have very little chicken and very little onion, and it's a very thick layer. But the average is you have a good amount of chicken or onion, or the good amount of inside. So Rabbi Forrest is machad between the two. He thinks that the onion, the breading by the onion rings is more. Again, Hilchos Brachos is not always clear. It's not always, there could be two different answers. He has two different poskim, the same exact question. So it could be subjective. But we're trying to figure out how to define. If you look in the Shalmei Nisan, we didn't quote this yet. Shalmei Nisan is Rav Nissen Kaplan Sefer on Kesen Mavarchin. It's a whole Sefer on Kesen Mavarchin. He's one of the Magide Shir in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Beautiful Sefer on Kesen Mavarchin. There he talks about schnitzel. He says, why do you make a shahakol on schnitzel? Right? Kol sheyeshko mechameshes aminim. Right? So what, isn't that a violation? You have so much mezonos there. It's staring at you in the face. It's not a devik ba'alma, it's not a liquid. So why is it? So he says a couple of approaches. Number one, maybe halachically this is just defined as a shell. It's the outside. What are you getting? You're not ordering breading with a little chicken in the middle. You're ordering chicken. Ready chicken. So this is halachically defined as a tafel, and just like we're going to have later on in the Mishnah, at the end of the parak, bread could be a tafel even. If you're using the bread only to counter the taste of something else, let's say, if you have sharp fish, they used to dip the fish into the bread to counter it. So it's defined as a tafel, so maybe that's why, number one. Number two, he says, maybe you're not getting a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras of grain, of mizonos. That's number two. It's a couple. He says, then maybe then you don't have, he says, maybe the ikker is, you don't really have the taste of the flour. The Bahag says, you only make a mazonis if it tastes. The taste is really of the egg that's putting it together, not as much of the grain. You're getting the texture, it's crunchy. But well, the taste is more focused on the egg. So he says, okay, he says, that's why the minhag is to say a shakol. Then he says, v'chei shamati, daharbi mori harach, morim labarech al schnitzel shahakol, im lo sha'asa ha'atifa av, sha'az kavanasa la'achila gamkim, yishlach shosha brachasa b'rem name zonas. The yirei shamayim, that's how every problem in Hilchos Brachos ends, yasi de shneim, and have him as zonas, and have a shahakol, and shalom al yisrael. Okay, you don't always have that option. Either way, that is the big discussion of Mizonas issues, licorice and beer and schnitzel / onion rings. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, three lines from the bottom. Gufa, Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Travayu. Somebody pointed out to me yesterday that he thinks brachas, which is probably true, has more to do with our everyday life than any of the Masechta and Shas. Right, other Masechtas have to do with certain times of the year. But brachas, davening, kriyashma, brachas, shevach v'hoda'ah, benching. He's probably right. So more than any other mesechta, brachas has to do with our everyday living, everyday life. Every daf. Gufa, rabish moldami travayu, kol sheish b'mechamesh azaminim mevarchan ala b'rem neim mezonos. That's what we statement we had before. Anything that has in it one of the five grains, you make a mezonos. V'yit marnami rabish moldami travayu, kol shehu Mechameshas Haminin, Mavarchan Allah Barim Neim Mazonas. A little different statement. Anything that is of the five grains. So, why do you need both statements? Anything that has in it, or anything that is. So, Vitzricha, the Iyash, we don't call Shehu. If you have the second statement, anything that is, Hava Aminim Shum Deisa Be'ene. I would have thought only if you have it by itself. Aval Ayyidei Ta'arovas, lo. But if it's in a mixture, maybe you wouldn't have to relate to it. Kamash Malan, Kol Sheyesh Bo. Anything that is in it, meaning even ta'arovas. V'yashmina kol sheyesh bo, and if you have the opposite, you have the first statement, hava amina kol sheyesh bo chameshas aminim in a mixture, the chameshas aminim are significant. Aval orez v'duchin lo, we're going to translate orez as rice. Tosa suggests that. Tosa is a dimar maskal rashi. V'yash mefarshim rizo. Aval orez v'duchin lo, but orez v'duchin would not be considered a grain, mishum da'al yedei ta'arovas, because it's in a mixture. Aval maybe we're medayik, we would be medayik. Aval isa be'ene, but if it is by itself, neima afila orez v'duchin, nami mevarchan ala b'rem neim mezonos. Maybe I'd even make a mezonos on orez v'duchin, rice and millet. Kamash malan, kol shehu mechamesh azaminim u'devarchan ala b'rem neim mezonos. These items get a mezonos, la'afuki orez v'duchin, ta'afilu isa be'ene lo mevarchin b'rem neim mezonos. We're going to have a couple of opinions on this amud relating to rice. This first opinion holds, rice does not get a mezonos. Rice is not one of the five grains, and therefore there's no mezonos. Says the Gemara, v'orez v'duchin lo mevarchin b'rem neim mezonos. Is that true? They're excluded. V'atanya, doesn't the Brisa say, heviu lefana pas orez, rice bread, upas duchin, mevarech alav tchila vasof, kimaisa kedera. You make a bracha, you treat it like maisa kedera, which is like oatmeal. Right? V'gabi maisa kedera tanya, betchila mevarech alav b'rem neim mezonos, ulebasof mevarech alav bracha akas mein shalosh. It says you treat it like maisa kedera, which we know gets a mezonos and an ala michya. So the Gemara says, no, this is what the Braisa meant, according to that opinion. Kemaisa kadeira, velo kemaisa kadeira. It's like porridge, but not like it. Kemaisa kadeira, de mevarchan alav tchila vasof. Yes, it's like maisa kadeira, that it gets a bracha before and after. Velo kemaisa kadeira, but not the bracha that the maisa kadeira gets. Tila maisa kadeira, but tchila morim ne mezonos, ulu basof bracha achas mein shalosh, mezonos and alamechya, v'ilu hacha, v'tchila mevarech alav shakol ne'ebed varo. And here, though, we get a bracha, but not the same bracha. You get a shahakol on rice, ulu basof borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon, al kol ma shebara, semicolon. And afterwards, a borei nefashos. Right? So therefore, that so far this day, the Gemara holds, rice does not get a mezonos. Tosas points out, what's the language of borei nefashos? You have to think about this every time we say it. Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. What are we supposed to think about? Tosas has two deis. Number one, Tosas says, borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon, comma. Hashem creates everything that we need. That we need to live, the chesronan, everything that we're chaser, he gives us. And then also, you know what he does? Al kol ma shabarasa. He gives us so much that we don't even need. Beyond our necessities. That's borei nefashos. Rabos v'chesronan, and that is as if there's a vav there. V'alkol ma'ashe barasa. Right, Tosas has a vav. V'alkol ma'ashe baralachios v'nevesh kalchai, klomer alkol ma'ashe ba'olam, shegamim lo baram, yuchol ma'ol mechios b'lohem. Shlo baram ki'im l'taynug ba'alma, kegon tapuchim. Who needs apples? It's a shiloh whether tapuchim means apples in Talmudic times, right? The Rav Shachter has a piece where he assumes tapuchim is some type of citrus fruit. I don't know if Tosfos was assuming that way either. Some type of fruit. Tosfos says, who needs it? That's only there because Hashem wants to be mahane us. Umisayim baruch chei ha'olamim. And you end off, that is Tosfos. That's the nusach of Chesron. If you look in the Rashba is a different shot of the Chesronan, that he creates the world, the Chesronan, so he makes every individual not be able to live by themselves. We all need each other because we each fulfill each other's chisaron. We each know how to do things that the other person doesn't know how to do. Brain of the rabbis of a chisaron. It created a lot of nefeshos, and everybody has the chisronos, but every nefesh could fulfill somebody else's chisaron. So different kavanas that one can have in Brain of Fashos. By the way, as we just saw in Tosfos, the Yerushalmi quotes at the end that the Yerushalmi ends off Brain of Fashos with Shem Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem chei ha'olamim. Chai Olamim, whatever the girsa is. But we don't pass in that way. Right? We say Baruch Chai Olamim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, our minag is not to say it, and don't be metame, and that's what our minag is. So therefore, we don't say it with the Nira Lamoria Rav, the Kibash Lo Husker Batalmud Shalanu, since in Shas you don't have Beferish, you know, Shem Hashem, Lo Nachtom B'Shem Misafik. V'nachalomar, Chasimas Abracha B'lo Shem, Baruch Hashem O'Kinim L'Chalam, Baruch Hashem O'Kinim L'Chalam, Baruch Hashem O'Kinim L'Chalam, right, as Rabbeinu Yonah says on Daf Lamed Beis in the back. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Yeah.
What are the options?
That's the emphasis. What's the chiddush of the brisa then?
Yeah.
If you're already making a shahakol, are there any foods that you wouldn't make a bracha? Good question. I mean, what would be the chiddush? I'm not sure. Have to look into the Havamina. Viter. The Orez la Maisa Kedera. One second. Orez is not called Maisa Kedera. It's in a separate category. Viatanya. Eloi Maisa Kedera. The following are Maisa Kedera. Chilka. Targis. These are all different ways of cutting up the kernels of the barley. Right? Chilka. Rashi says the wheat. I'm sorry. The wheat. The wheat that you cut it into two. Chilka. Targis. You cut it into three. Soles, the Bach takes out the word. Zariz, you cut it into four. The Arsan, you cut it into five. Va'orez, Orez on the list as one of the Maisa Kedera. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rechem Benuri, who includes rice? Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Omer. Orez, Min Daganhu. V'chayavin Achimutzo Kares. Rabbi Yochanan holds that rice is just like one of the other grains. And it is a grain, and therefore if you're Mechamitz rice, it is a chi of kares. The adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa bePesach can even use rice matzah for Pesach, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. We don't pass in that way. Aval Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan wouldn't. So you're right. There is a day out there that says Orez would be called Maisa Kedera and Mizonos, Achulu, and Hamotzi even, but that is not what the Rabbanan paskin. Period. Rabbanan lo, is that really true? V'atanya, we have another brisa. We have a Tosefta. Hakose says Achita, if somebody eats raw wheat. Mivorechale bori prihadama. You make adama on it, tachna, afla, ubishla. What if you made it into bread, and then you put it into water, and then you soaked it in water? Imagine you baked it, and then bishla, then you cooked it. Bishla always means in water. Let's say, you know, this might come up with a challah kugel. Let's say you have a lot of leftover challah. So sometimes people can make kugel out of it. So how do you make kugel? Sometimes you like boil it. You put a lot of that, and it becomes mushy, and then you're going to maybe bake it afterwards. So this Gemara and the Arma Beis we're going to talk about also, does bread ever lose its shame bread? So here you have a bread of bishla. So bizman shaprus says kayamos, if the pieces are still intact, betchilu mavarech aleh hamotzi lechem in the aret, well, b'sav mavarech aleh gimel brachos. You make hamotzi, and then you bench. Gimel brachos, we just call benching that, even though it's more, but on a deraisa level. V'meina prusos kayamos, and if the pieces fell apart, betchilu mavarech aleh barimine mizonos, well, b'sav mavarech aleh brach achas bein shalosh, that's the first part of the braisa. For wheat that you baked and then you cooked, then you make a, depending if it still looks like bread, would determine the bracha. Kama. Hakoseis, sorry?
French toast.
French toast. French toast, right. French toast looks like bread.
Right.
French toast still looks like bread. So that's why you'd make it. And the question is French toast called bishul or tigun? French toast might not have as much liquid in it. It might be called tigun, which is not called, unless it's deep fried. If the oil is above the layer of the toast, so then it could be called a bishul. Continuing, achosis as a ores. We'll get back to comments of toastness on this line, but let's first finish the brisa. Achosis as a ores, if somebody eats raw rice, mavarech alei Allah bar priadama, tachanu afo bishlo, same thing. Avo bishaf rusas kayamos, mitzchila mavarech alav. Mizonos alamichya, on rice bread. So Mani, who is this rice according to? Elaim Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he is a Rabbi Hamar, always been dug anew. Hamotzi lechem in aris, v'shalosh brachos boy bruche. He says it's all the way. It's like a grain. So who's left? El lav rabbanani. Tziyufta, the Rav Shmuel tziyufta. It must be the Rabbanan, and therefore it is a kasha on the above shita, because this brisa seems to say that you do make a mizonos, you would make a mizonos on the rice with an al hamichya. We're going to have another day coming up. We don't paskin like anybody yet. As we know, we make a mizonos and bari nefashos on rice, but these are the different days in the gemara. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll come back to the important discussion of Tosis. Amar Rav, Amar Mar, HaKoseis Es Achita Mavarech Ala Bari Pri Adama. Vatanya Bari Minei Zra'im. A little more specific. So, Lokasha, Harab Yuda Vaharabanan. Ditsan, the Mishnah said we had earlier, first Mishnah of the Parak. Vali Yerako, so Omer Bari Pri Adama, Rabbi Yuda Omer, Bari Minei Disha'im. Period. Amar Mar, HaKoseis Es Orez. I just want to finish the rice sugya, and then we'll come back. HaKoseis Es Orez Mavarech Ala Bari Pri Adama. If I eat raw rice, I make adama. Taklo afo bishlo afo pisha prusas kayamos. B'tzchilim varech ala bray. My name is Zonos. Ulo basof bracha achas mein shalosh. The price that we just had before. Ve'hatanya lebasof v'lo klum. But we have another brisa that says that don't you make lo klum after rice? What does lo klum here mean? Rashi borei nefashos. This is our daya. This is what we hold, like this little brisa right here. Vatani lebasof v'lo klum. Amar Rav Sheish is lo kasha. Harab Gamliel, the Harabanan. That's Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan, which we're going to get to the brisa in a minute. It goes over, so I don't want to. We're going to do the brisa in a second, but that is the day that we paskin, like the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Gamliel. Good. Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. Tosfos here talks about a koseis es chita. If I eat raw wheat, I make a bori pri hadama on it. That's what the Gemara says. If I eat raw wheat, what bracha achrona do I say on that? What bracha achrona do I say on raw wheat? Tosfos has a major suffix. On the one hand, you made a hadama. Do you ever have an ala michya or an al hadama via pri hadama? You never find such a bracha. What do I say? Berna fashis. Tosfos doesn't know. Miu shel bila achra, fourth line of Tosfos, yesh lasapek, my mevarchin, im mevarchin ala michya ve'al kalkala, umisayim al hadama val pri hadama. Tosfos makes up a new bracha. Delo ashkechan birchas ala michya v'ala kalkala elahecha de borech alayo bereisha kodem achil bermanim mizonos. You never find an ala michya except if you made a mizonos first. But here, it's raw. So you're going to make adama based on how you are eating it more than the item of the food. And look what he says. V'rabbeinu Tam, he gibe machzer shalo. Rabbeinu Tam had his own brachas list. And he was megi. First he had, Rabbeinu Tam originally held, al ha'adama v'al pri adama. Wow, you make that. V'chazarbo. And then he changed his mind. Delo ashkechon b'shemakom hach bracha. You never have such a bracha. But Tosfos says, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Because you definitely make adama. The Gemara never says what bracha achrona to make. And he continues and says, so you make a burin of fashas, but I'm not sure. And then he says, 10 lines up from the 10th to last skinny line, miyu omeri, sheish lasapik, shema chachamim kaili le bahu min dagan, velo asa opas, vachamam brachat beit shalosh, v'nachol mahachmir, she'ein lecho kloyos ochitim shlukos, ela betochas uda. It's better to be machmir, don't eat any of these raw, even if they're a little cooked, but they're not really cooked, except during a meal. She'az birchas amazon potrasan, imloch nismachu yafeh, unless they're really smushed. If they're really smushed and together, then it's like daisa. And he quotes some Amaron that didn't eat certain foods in the Yerushalmi because they didn't know what bracha to make. So where does this come up? First of all, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos' advice. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ches Siv Dalid, he quotes Tosfos. Reish Ches Dalid, he says, the Vahatosfos Nistafku, Shulchan Aruch talking, Vahatosfos Nistafku im Yivarech La'achra Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. We're talking about raw grains. Right, that is what the Shulchan Aruch said. It's interesting. What the Tosfos says, make sure to eat it during a meal. Tosfos of the Shulchan Aruch don't say, make sure to eat another mizonos and another hadama, and that'll cover it. You'll say an ala michya bar nefashis. Some posts can say maybe that's good enough because you're supposed to say an ala hadama va pri hadama. You're not saying that, so it's not going to help you to say an ala michya bar nefashis. Most posts can say it will help you, but where did this come up? Granola bars or granola. Somebody has granola as a cereal. That's raw. That's raw wheat, raw grain, or granola bars. Some granola. What?
Shalva,
right? Shalva, that's right. That's puffed, right? That's puffed. The question is that called processed or not? But granola bars, a lot of times, it's basically raw different grains. So it depends on the type of granola bar. Some granola bars are like mushy and everything stuck together and gooey. So many folks can say for that you can make a mizonos, but that's already considered processed and mush like daisa. Tosa says, but a lot of the more natural granola bars. So post can really have a suffix about that. Really have a suffix. If you look in the same bracha. Same bracha says, most poskim say, you know, first of all, try to cover yourself with other brachas, but you make adama. If you look in the Zosa brachas on page 288, like we quoted yesterday, chatif granola, ukefisha nira habishol rak merachecha sagarinim, ach enim osim loso latavshil, uvachem lo nirish adavar nechshav lamaisa kadera. And therefore, it's totally on poskim whether you say if you do any type of cooking. Lamaisa, he says, ein limchos b'yad misha rosa lismach adas harei poskim shebrachaso adama. Aval lachanchila roi lihimana milechol kezayis mimeno shalom b'toch asuda. Machmas ha-sheila shel v'ori pri adama koshken kash yish l'salak misavik poskim v'tova pashro with something that's a mizonos and hey ha-adama. But it seems like if you don't know, let's say you don't know the process, u'besafik shelo yadua ta'alik ha-yitzur yishmakam lismach v'lorach v'ori pri adama. Make adama. Make a dhamma on it, and what would he say afterwards? What would he say afterwards? Again, it's unclear. It's unclear. Borin nefashas, you're not going to make a dhamma pri adama. That's not a bracha that anybody says, Bazana said. Even if it was a hapa never been a tam. So the question is, you can say a borin nefashas or an alamichya. It's a real suffix. Fashas, you say a borin nefashas. Fashas, you say a borin nefashas. But again, this is a shiloh that one should really, you know, not eat raw granola bars, except if you're eating something else also, and in that way, you'd be able to cover it with another bracha. And then he says, that what you just said, v'ma chatif asui misu granola m'shemavushal kodem ba'adei mayim, it's steamed. Some things are steamed, right? Dina talui b'din granola atzma, mikol makom, he's a Rishlomo Zalman, dina kvar alavar b'rebi adama, k'dina granola atzma. Okay, and then Uladas Echad Migdoli Adar, Berem Nimazonas. Remember I said yesterday. Echad Migdoli Adar, that's when he heard it in the name of Rav Yashav, but he couldn't confirm. Actual Rav Yashav, he calls it Rav Yashav. Echad Migdoli Adar is just what he heard in the name of Rav Yashav. Anyway, the different day is here. So again, one can look in all the Brachas books and ask their local halachic authority what to do about granola bars and granola, the chuluk. He does say there, interestingly, that if it's the type of granola that if it stays in milk for about 30 seconds, it gets like mush, then you make a mizonos. Then you make a mizonos, because that's mushy. It doesn't stay as fresh. The only issue is a granola bar. Most granola, that's what happens to it. Or he talks about what if you put a granola in your yogurt, what bracha to make. Are you eating the granola because of the yogurt or the yogurt because of the granola? Right, so again, a lot of this is subjective. Anyway, but that's important discussions. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Omar Mar. So we had the brisa that says, we have a stira. We have a stira. One brisa says that after rice you make an ala mechya, and the other one says after rice you make a nothing. A lo klum. A bari nefashis. Why is it called a nothing? Why is bari nefashis called a nothing? Right, so Rabbi Yosef Engel says, the Gilyon HaShas here says, because it is more based on minhag than on a din. Even though this is quoted now in Shulchan Aruch, you have to say it, but he says maybe that's why it's called a lo klum. The Radvaz has a whole tshuva, where he was asked, why do we call Bar Nefashas lo klum? He says, the final answer of his is, nearly, shelo amru shabrachi v'lo klum, elo hachi amru, v'achara v'lo klum, klomar ein sham klum chiddish, elo habracha hanehuga. Lo klum just means the least bracha you can make. There's no chiddish here to make any new bracha. But it doesn't really mean lo klum, it is lo klum. It means there's no chiddush to say anything more than it. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshi lo kasha ever gamil hover rabbanan. Titania. Machlokas. Zeaklau. The Brisa says. The Tosefta. Zeaklau. Kol shu shibas aminim. Anything that's from the Shibat aminim. Rabbi Galil lo mer shalosh brachos. Wow. Rabbi Galil says, you bench. You bench after shibas aminim. You eat a pomegranate, you bench. V'chachamim omrim bracha achas mein shalosh. No, chamim, we hold that, no, you make an ala eitz, al priyaitz. You make a ala michya, ala eitz, umaisa b'gamliel. So the first half of this brisa has nothing to do with rice. It's the second half that's going to do have to do with rice. But the first half is interesting. Umaisa b'gamliel v'azakenim. Shem esubim ba'aliya b'yericho. Regulil zakenim, they were sitting. They were having a meal in Yericho. V'heviyu l'fneim kosa vos. They brought dates. Why were they eating dates? Because Yericho is Yerat Tamarim. Right, it says, and Pashas Vav Paizos Abracha. Right, it says, Yerat Tamarim, because of Kosavos. V'achlo, and they ate them. V'naz Rav Gamliel Rishus, Rabbi Akiva Lavarech. Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Akiva, could you please bench for us? Please bench for us? Rabbi Gamliel, remember, just held, you bench. So he said, could you please bench for us? Rabbi Akiva says, yes. So he jumps in there. Kafasu Pirach Rabbi Akiva, Bracha Achsvein Shalosh. Other Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva! What's your problem? I asked you to bench, and you say an ala michya? What are you being nichnas? You're entering into machlokas. Amrele Rabbeinu. He says, Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sorry. Avle bishato merkein v'chavercho omrim came limatana Rabbeinu yachad v'rabim halachan karabim. He says, I go like the rabbim, and therefore, sorry about that. That is all the first half of the brisa, before we get to the second half, which is why it was brought here. But before you turn over the page, very interesting discussions. First of all, the Rosh Hash says, just a mystery, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. Why didn't he let him bench? And one of the other Rebbeim here was his Rebbe. Right? So why didn't he let him bench? Right? Dafke, he went to Rabbi Akiva because he thought he would follow his Shita. Because he thought Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. But as I was a Kohen, so we had that earlier in the allusion of the Madim Ben Madim at the end of that story. He was alluding to let the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel do it instead of me. Number one, number two. Ask the Gra in his commentary on Mishnayos. Rabbi Gamliel says, "What are you going to get the machlokas for? What do you mean? Whatever shita he did, he would be nichnas l'machlokas. Why is it only because he said an ala michya he's nichnas l'machlokas?" So the Gra answers, "No, because whenever you have a machlokas, what's the rule? Go by the more inclusive one." And what do we have earlier in the end of the first parak? On dates, if you bench, it's okay, because it's Zun. It's Mezen Zion. So if you would have gone like my Shita, you would have been Yosi according to everybody. Right? So what do you go Nichnas L'Machlokas? You chose a Shita that I don't Paskin like. That's the Gra. The Gra says, your Shita is the problem. If you would have gone like me, you would have included. It's the Achronim ask on the Gra. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, what part of benching are you going to say on dates? Only the first Bracha. The first bracha is going to be enough, unless you say, once you say the first bracha, you're allowed to continue. You're allowed to be mamshich. That's a discussion about the Gra. But either way, the Gra says, that's the Gra's trad of Nichnas L'Machlokas. One final point, a Yisod Gadol, coming today just for this Shita Dayenu. Hopefully we had some oranges, but just coming for this. The Maritz Chaya says here, Yachid Ram Alecha Karabim. What's the difference between that principle and Acharei Rabim Lahatos? Why does the Gemara here say Yachid Rabim Halacha Karabim and not Acharei Rabim Lahatos? Says the Maritz Chayis, Acharei Rabim Lahatos is only when there is a group of rabbis sitting together and one psak is going to come out of the group. That's where you could use the principle of Acharei Rabim Lahatos. But if it's different times of history and different shitos that don't have to do with each other, so then you would apply Yachid, and you have a Yachid, and you have a Rabim, and you would go after the Rabim. That's a yisod that the Maritz Chayis here says. To be kavana shinu chachmei Talmud v'itzika lashi yachmei rabim. Mishud achil gavol yish b'nei adach v'ram lahatos lo shayach rak hechi dehaya b'yishiva achas v'nis batzlu ha-me'utim al yidei ha-merubim. Aval hecha de lo havi chalukim b'mabad echad b'yishiva achas. That's not achrei ram lahatos. There's no rabim here. There's no group. Rak yachim rabim halacha ke rabim. And he says the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and his chaverim were there was that was a zman kadum. That wasn't in one yeshiva. And therefore, that's why you use the principle of Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim and not Acharam Lahatos. It's a very important yisod of the Maritz Chayis. Okay, we continue. Did Rabbi Gamliel bench? Pashas he benched. Pashas he benched, because according to the Gra, we just said he wasn't Yotze. Pashas he benched. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, continuing in his brisa, Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, Kol Shu Mishivas Aminim, Velo, this is his rule. Anything that's from Shivas Aminim, Velo Mindogam, but not one of the grains. O Mindogam, Velo Asol Pas. Or it was a grain and you didn't make it bread. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Brachas. Rabbi Gamliel still says you bench there. Vachachavim Omrim, Bracha Achas. No, you make Bracha Achas. And finally, the last section of the brisa, Kol she'eino, lo mishivas aminim, v'lo min dagan, kigon, pas orez v'duchin, which is why we brought this here. Rav Gamliel Omer, bracha achas mein shalosh, vacham omer velo klum. So there it is, that's the machlokas tanoim, and we paskin like these chachamim velo klum, that we make a borei nefashos on rice. Because it's a little like a grain, so that's why you make a mizonos, but you say borei nefashos. But mayu kimta, Rav Gamliel, one second. We just said that the earlier brisa, the brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that brisa is going like Rabbi Gamliel, the one that says that you'd make a ala mechya after rice. So im seifa dereisha. What about the earlier line in that brisa? Im eina prusas kayamos. Right. If we said by the wheat bread, if the pieces aren't nikar anymore, b'tchila mavarech aleha bari. My name is Arnaz Lebasov. Mavarech aleha bari. Bracha achas mein shalosh. Mani. E Rabbi Gamliel hashta akoseves va'adaisa amar Rabbi Gamliel gimel brachas. If Rabbi Gamliel says that even on dates and daisa you'd bench im ena prusas kayamas mi boy. What if you have falling apart bread you wouldn't bench? If it's Rabbi Gamliel, selep shita rabbanon. That brisa must be the rabbanon shita. Ah, you have a problem with the Orez line. Iachi kasha derabanan derabanan. You have a problem with that Orez line? El olam rabanan. Really, it is the rabanan. Vitani gabi Orez. Change the girsa. Ulu basof einu mavarech alav lo klum. Change the girsa, because we have no other way to deal with that brisa to figure out whose shita it is. Good. Amarava. We continue. Hi, rihata dechakloi. What's rihata dechakloi? A type of chavetz kedera. Right, we had before. Some type of porridge oatmeal that is made in the village. Chakloi is in the village. A village oatmeal to mafshi bake kimcha, which they have a lot of flour in. Mavoyek bari, my name is Onos. My time at this me the ikker, because the flour is the ikker. To mechuza, but the city oatmeal to lo mafshi bake kimcha. Right, where they don't have to put a lot of flour in. Mavarech al shakol nebet varo. My time at duvsha ikker. That's what he originally said. V'hada amar Rava, no, idi v'idi bar, my name is Onos. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, kol sheyesh b'mechameshes aminim, mevarech en alav, borei, my name is Onos. Right, this has to do with mixtures. If you look, again, there's many, many concepts of brachas to talk about. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses a couple of them. He says, what if you have a chicken potato vegetable dish outside of a meal? What bracha do you make? So he says, Tashal Hasumi Kama Minim. He says, you make the bracha of the rove. V'lochein, Basar Shadis Vashal Yachan and Tapuche Adama, Umugash Yachal Achila, you have chicken and meat and potatoes. If you have rove potatoes, you make Adama. And you don't make a bracha on the meat. If the meat is the rove, you made Eisha Hako. And you don't make a bracha on the potatoes. V'im Iker Kavanaso Al Hamuat. But what if you're eating this for the meat, even though it's the muat? That's what most people would say. You got two people eating the same thing, making two brachas, two different brachas. Right? Let's say we get like a Chinese chicken thing with like vegetables and chicken. Some people don't like the chicken, but they eat some of the chicken, because you can't separate it all. And some people eat the chicken. So you can make two different brachas. A lot of those brachas have to do with kavana. Number one, what if you have a fruit salad? A fruit salad, perot chai. He says there, you make a bracha on each one. Because why? Because each one doesn't give off taste to the other one. So what brings them? What puts them together? That's what he says. That's what puts them together. So if you have some ha'etz and some ha'dama, he says that you make the ha'etz and then ha'dama. I saw Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky do that. When he ate fruit salad. Okay. And then he says, what if you have strawberry or banana that's in a leaven? He talks about the fruit in a leaven. What if you have, he doesn't ask B'inyan Reese's Pieces in a leaven. Right? He doesn't say that one. But either way, he said, it depends why you're eating it. Are you eating the leaven because you want to eat the Reese's Pieces? Oh, that's the same bracha. But if, what? Granola, shahako, right? In that case, both are shahako. Anyway, you have all these interesting shilas. What about raisinettes? That's a good shila. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Raisinettes. Rav Moshe says, right, because they have the raisins, which are ha'etz, and the chocolate, which is shahakal. Rav Moshe says two brachas, years ago. Moshe says two brachas. The shayla is, what do you make first? You have to make a ha'etz first. What does he make a shahakal? You have to cut it open first, and eat the fruit first, because you have to make a ha'etz first. Rav Shlomo Zalman, says you make a ha'etz. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says make a ha'etz on chocolate. Rav Shlomo Zalman Shita. He says, I don't know why everybody makes a shahakal on chocolate. Most people say shahakal. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's what they make. Nobody eats the chocolate cocoa beans. If this is the Ilu Yachrina. This is why it's grown. But anyway, most people say shahakal on chocolate. Amr of Yosef, Vaiter, Hai Chavitza, the Isbe Piru and Kezayis. This Chavitza, Major machlokas. Okay, we don't have time to go into everything here, but a chavitza is some type of dish which has a crushed up bread in it. Machlokas, is it cooked? Is it just smushed together without cooking, like a honey dish? Different days in the Rishonim. Hi, chavitza dis bepirun kezayis, but it has kezayis pieces. Betchilim mavarech alav hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Lebasof mavarech alav shalosh brachas. Right, you wash on your bench. De less bepirun kezayis, but if it has smaller than a kezayis pieces, betchilim mavarech alav bari minei mizonos. Lebasof mavarech achas mein shalosh. That's what it says. Amar Rav Yosi min Aminola. How do I know that if it's small pieces, you don't wash? Detanya hayom, and something is done to it. Right, we know if you just crush up bread, even if you have crumbs of bread, you're going to make hamotzi. So something is done here to this chavitza. We don't exactly know what. Is it cooked? Is it stuck together? Big lamaisa shilas. What do you make on bread croutons? What are you going to make on bread croutons? Big shila. Those made as bread, it still looks like bread. Just cut up bread. Big shila. If you have it in a salad, you have to wash on that. Big shayla. Mino amino la. It has to do with how do you understand this Gemara. Titania the Brisa says, how you owe me the makriv menachas b'Yerushalayim. If a person comes and is makriv carbon minchas in Yerushalayim, Omer, he says. Who's the he? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says it's the Bailin that's bringing the carbon mincha. Tosfos says it's the Kohen that's being makriv, his mincha, for the first time. So you owe me Omer, Baruch Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu l'man hazeh. Rashi says this Bailin hasn't brought a carbon mincha in a long time. And therefore, he can make a shechianu. Tosfos says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Talking about, you bring a carbon mincha, you're not doing anything, you give it to the Kohen. The Kohen does everything. So, Machlokas, the Pnei Yeshua here discusses what Rashi's talking about. But anyway, Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu l'man hazeh. Natzlan l'achlan. And if he takes it to eat it, here we have to be talking about a Kohen. Because, kachikachim. That's why Rashi is in. Natzlan l'achlan ha-Kohen. Rashi knows that. So they say only a kohen, only male kahanim could eat these. Nothing la'achlan mevarech hamotzi lechem in haaretz. You make hamotzi on the carbon mincha. V'tani Allah v'kulan potet in kezayis. And we learned about that. You break when you do petita, which is cutting up, smushing up most of the carbonous mincha. Require petita. You smush it up into kezayis pieces. So you see, hamotzi is only when it's a kezayis piece. That's the raya. If it would be less than a kezayis, you wouldn't be making a motzi on it. That's Rav Yosef's raya. So I'm going to buy you 1 minute. Ela me'ata. But 1 second. Lotana devir Rabbi Shmuel. Dome parchanacha machzir on the sol son. Rabbi Shmuel says you smush it. Petita means you grind it totally. Hachanami de loboy bruche amotzi lechem in the aretz. According to his opinion, you wouldn't say a motzi. If you crush it up, v'chiteima hachanami, and if you want to say yes, in achinami, it's not true. V'atanya, the Brisa says, liket mikulam kezayis, if you gathered a kezayis from them, which means each piece is not a kezayis. If you gathered a kezayis from them, v'achlan, and you ate it on Pesach, in chameitz huanish karis. If it's chameish, you get karis. V'matzah huadam yosi v'dichavazim v'pesach. You can be yotzei your mitzvah. So you see here, we're talking about pieces that are smaller than a kezayis. You bring them all together, and you can make a motzi on it. So you can't say that you don't make a motzi based on smaller pieces. So our answer no. Hagma eskina b'she'ir son. When would you be yotzei matzah and be iser chametz b'she'ir son if you made them again into an arisa? You made them into a dough again. So yachi ema seifa. 1 second. So what about the seifa? The next line, v'hu sha'achlan b'chdei achilas pras. It says, you only have to eat b'chdei achilas pras. V'hu b'she'ir son, hai she'achlan she'achlo mi ba'ilei. If you already made it into one unit, achlan is plural. Achlo, it should be it. If you already made it back into one dough, it should say achlo, not achlan. So the Gemara answers, ha'chamay eskina b'bami lechem gadol. The case must be where you're yosi, according to this opinion, that there was a big piece that wasn't broken yet. A bunch of it you did petita to, but there's still a big unit that is a kezayis that you didn't break off yet, and that's what we're talking about. That you would be able to be yotze matzah and the iser chametz with it. Stop there for a minute. There is, you read this Gemara, it's wonderful and fine, but Rav Chaim, Tzvi Pesach Frank reads this Gemara differently than we read the Gemara. Tzvi Pesach says, 1 second, they're eating this. You have to have shas on your fingertips, clear in your mind, to ask such a question. They're eating the bread, and they're eating it in the, they're eating kachikachim. Where can you eat kachikachim? Only in the Azara. And they're eating it on Pesach. The Gemara says, Ein yeshiva b'azara el malchus b'zavad bovad. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara unless you're from the malchus b'zavad ha-melech. How do they do a seba? It's Pesach kasha. You're not yotze matzah without doing a seba. How do they do a seba? You could be yotze or what? You take it out, it'll be nifsal b'yotze. So where'd they eat it? What? They ate it, or see, Pesach says, they ate it in one of the Lishchos HaZara, where it's good enough to eat Kachi Kachim, but you don't have the Isser of Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara. What are you talking about? So if see, Pesach says, you know what it must be? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that Talmud lifnei Rabbo Muvak doesn't have to do a seva. Why? Because of Kvod Rabbo. He says Kvod Shechina. He says Kvod Shechina. It must be based on that halacha. So nobody asked that kasher. See, Pesach asked that question. You want to look it up. It's in Mikrei Kodesh, Chelik Beis, Simin Lamed Aleph. But he reads the Gemara in Hilchos Brachos, and he's thinking about Psachim, and he's thinking about Menachos. Right? He's thinking about the other Masechtas. Okay, just a little bit more. My Havi Allah. So what do we hold? Amar Rav Sheshes, Hai Chavitza, Afagad Delespe Piru Kizayis, Mavarech Halav, Hamotzi, Lechem, Min Haaretz. Even if you have less than Kizayis pieces, we make a Hamotzi. Amar Rava, Behudi Ikale, Teresa Denama. As long as it still looks like bread. So again, this is an issue. This is the issue by bread croutons. Still looks like bread. Even less than a Kizayis. Right? Pashas, it could be. Even though, what? Is it Tafel? That's the only side heter you might get to make. Is it tafel in the salad? Put bread croutons in a salad? It's like the Gemara the Mishnah talks about later on. If you have a dip, a bread dip, that you're only using to counter the sharp taste of what you're dipping in. That's what bread croutons are doing in a salad. Gosh, it's not. They're adding crunch. A lot of people eat the salad only for the croutons. My kids. Right? Right? So, I don't know. It's very shaky not to wash on those bread croutons. Again, there could be somebody out there that says it, but it's very shaky not to. Especially if this is made, it looks like bread. Right? If you have there are tiny little ones that don't look like bread. Okay, that's better. Tiny little thing. But the cubes, that still looks like bread. That's based on this Gemara. What other? Bread kugel, bagel chips. Right, all of these are in this topic to talk about in terms of what bracha to make on it. Okay, we'll stop here by Truknin. And then tomorrow, again, the Shabbos talk. Tomorrow, the big discussion is soups versus juices. That's a big discussion on tomorrow's daf, the Rashba there on tomorrow's daf, and the Be'ez Hashem, and we'll get into matzah and maror tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem will pick up on Sunday. But again, feel free. We discussed a lot of that 7.5 years ago. Feel free. Again, yutorah.org has the back dafim, where I started with Truknin a number of years ago. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.